So I'll tell you how I ended up in Wiseman, Alaska. I left Massachusetts in 1996, quit the band I was playing with, moved off of Walter Cronkite's yacht, and he didn't know I was living there. But and headed up to Alaska. I'd never been up there, and I'd seen a place on the map called Gates of the Arctic National Park. So I decided, well, I'll go up there and check that out. It just has too romantic of a name to skip. So I went up there with my girlfriend at the time, and we got on a, we made our way all the way up to Fairbanks, Alaska, got on a little plane, and we were dropped off on a gravel bar in the middle of the North Fork of the Koyukuk River at the spot that they actually called Gates of the Arctic. And that park up there, Gates of the Arctic National Park, second largest national park in the country. It's 8.5 million acres. It's larger than the entire state of Massachusetts. Has no campgrounds, no trails, no roads, nothing like that. So we land on a little gravel bar in the middle of the river there, and we think, wow, we're way out here in the middle of nowhere. We're not going to see anybody back here. You know, it's probably as remote as I've ever been or am likely to be. And we've been there for about 3 hours, and this German fella comes walking out of the woods. He says, hi, my name's Roland. You know, I said, well, Roland, where are you? What's your story? What are you doing? He said that he'd never been outside of Germany before in his life, and he got it in his head that he was going to go up to Alaska. And so he flew over to Anchorage and then hitchhiked the 700 miles or whatever it is up to this village called Wiseman Village, which I'd never heard of before. And he spent a week there, and he got it in his head then that he was going to hike 100 miles over the mountains, just bushwhack it to a remote Eskimo village called Anaktuvik, which in English translates as Caribou Dung Village, which is a nice name for a town, I think. And so he was going to hike over to Anaktuvik, just bushwhack his way over there, stock up on supplies, and then hike back over the mountains to Wiseman and spend the winter there. Well, he'd been walking for a week by the time he came across us, and we were the first people that he'd seen. He was kind of stumbling around out there, no map, just trying to find his own way. So we said, well, Roland, how far do you think you are from Anaktuvik? And he said, well, I'll get there tomorrow or the next day. I think the only reason he said that is because he was out of food. And so we pulled out our map, and we said, well, took you a week to get from Wiseman to here, and Anaktuvik is that same distance again from here, so it's probably going to take you another at least 5 days to get there. So we gave him some extra food, gave him some fuel for his stove, and I gave him my dad's address back in Detroit, Michigan, and I said, when you get back to Wiseman or when you get wherever you end up, drop my dad a line. He'll relay it to me, and I'll know that you got out of the woods here safe. So we fed him and sent him on his way. And that's where the story used to end for about a year or so. And I always wondered what happened to Roland because I never ended up hearing from him. And so I decided after about a year or so that I'll go up to Wiseman Village and see if anybody ever heard from this guy. So I drive up the 7 hours up the dirt road from Fairbanks to Wiseman. I see a guy pulling carrots out of his garden once I get into the village, and I pull up to him. And I say, have you ever heard of a German kid by the name of Roland? And he kind of jumps up and looks at me and he says, Roland, I saved his life. You know? And I said, well, you must have been the next guy that saved his life because I saved his life over on the North Fork. And so we put our stories together and figured out that he had seen Roland about 2 months after my girlfriend and I had seen him. And we'd seen him on Labor Day. This guy found Roland, it was already November, full on winter there. It can be 30 below in the in November in that country. So he found Roland. He was just about to stumble into town. He hadn't eaten for 4 days. His clothes were all shredded and torn off his body, and he was dying of hypothermia. So this fella, Jack is his name, he brought Roland inside and nursed him back to health. And Roland stayed on in Wiseman Village for 3 months. And eventually went back to Germany. And they got a letter from him sometime later saying that he'd applied for a job as a wilderness guide in Africa, and he wanted to use them as a reference, but nobody ever wrote him back from the village. They just figured they were saving too many lives. You know? So when I showed up in the village, they gave me the same deal that they gave Roland. They said, you can live here in this abandoned cabin. You just have to cut wood. And I couldn't pass that offer up and ended up buying the cabin. And this is a little song about cutting wood in Alaska.